Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters who are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the show Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. I'm your host, Muhammad. We're continuing our discussion about verses that are about Prophet Muhammad in the Noble Quran. The verse that I'm reading today is verse 59 of Surah An-Nisa, which reads,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. And if you disagree over anything, refer it to Allah and the Messenger. If you should believe in Allah and the Last Day, that is the best way and best in result. So, when you obey the Prophet, the verse is telling us we have to obey Allah first, we have to obey the Messenger second, and we have to obey those who have been vested with authority among you, okay? Which are the Imams, the infallible Imams, according to us Shias, okay? So, as you can see, we have the hierarchy here. First, we have Allah at the very top, then we have the Prophet, then we have the Ulil Amr, the Imams. Okay? So when you are obeying the Prophet, it is just like you are obeying the Messenger. How would we know how to obey Allah? Is it possible to know how to obey Allah if we did not have Prophet Muhammad? Of course, we wouldn't know. Prophet Muhammad is the one who introduces us to Allah, right? So if we don't know who Allah is, we can't obey Him. So we have to hear what the Prophet has to say about Allah. And we have to accept the words of the Prophet. The same can be said about the Imams, the Ulil Amr. If we obey the Imams who have been, you know, they have been appointed by the Prophet, and the Prophet had received the instruction from Allah, it is as though Allah has appointed all of the Imams. If you obey the Imams, it is just like you have obeyed the Prophet and Allah.
You are my one true love, taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Mustafa ala habibika nabika Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Mustafa ala habibika nabika Mustafa.
You're listening to Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. Okay, so we said that we have to obey Allah, the Prophet, and the Imams. And this is a hierarchy that if you do not obey either of these, which is Allah, the Prophet, or the Imams, it's like you are not obeying any of them. Okay, so if you want to obey Allah, you have to obey the Prophet and the Imams. If you want to obey the Prophet, you have to obey Allah and the Imams as well. Okay. And then the verse says, and if you disagree over anything, refer it to Allah and the Messenger, if you should believe in Allah and the Last Day. That is the best way and best end result. So if there is anything that we don't know, like we don't know what to do, we don't know, for example, a law that we have to practice, right? So what we have to do is that should we just think about it and come to a conclusion based on our own thoughts and views and opinions? No. We have to refer it to Allah and the Messenger. So when you refer something to the Prophet, it's just like you're referring it to Allah. This is what the verse is trying to say. And then it says, if you should believe in Allah and the last day, if you don't do this, it's like you are not believing in Allah on the last day. It's not, it's just like, it's like you're a disbeliever, basically. So if you don't refer a problem that you have in religion, if you have a problem, if you have, you know, like, you don't know what to do, and it's a really important thing, you should refer it to Allah and the Prophet and see how they deal with the problem. What is the solution according to them? If you don't do that, if you don't refer your daily, you know, like problems to Islam, to the Prophet, to Allah, to the Imams, it's as if you have not even believed in Allah. Okay? So this is really, really important. Another thing that this verse is saying is that Islam is a religion that encompasses everything. You know, it's not a religion that is confined to a specific area of life, and it, you know, it doesn't, it's not involved in all the facets of life. No, it's not like that. Any problem that you have, it says, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ, it doesn't say فِي شَيْءٍ that is, has to do with Islam or has to do with religion or has to do, I don't know, with like the Prophet or the acts of worship and what have you. No, it says in anything that you disagree, you have to refer to Allah and the Prophet. And at the end it says, that is the best way and best end result. If you want to find a good solution to a problem, because, you know, like someone may come up with another solution, but it might not be the best solution. So if you want to find the best solution, you have to refer to see what the Prophet and Allah has to say about that problem. For example, someone, if they don't know what to do with their inheritance, their relative has died, their parents have died, and they don't know how to distribute the remaining wealth, inheritance of that person among the different family members, should they see what Islam and the Prophet says, what the Quran says, or can they do whatever they want? Like there's a fight between the members of that family, between the brothers and sisters, and I don't know, the mother or the wife and what have you. How should they deal with this problem? They have to refer to the verses of the Quran. See what, you know, the verses of the Quran say about inheritance. It says that what the sons receive of that person, for example, if a father has died, what the sons receive is twice of what the daughters receive. The issue of inheritance has been explained in verse 11 of Surah An-Nisa and the following verses, how, you know, يوصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين, and so on and so forth. So the idea is that if you encounter a problem in life, most of the time you can find the solution in Islam, in the Quran, and in the Ahadith of the Prophet. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Like Muhammad. I leave you in the care and protection of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.